On this episode of Medio Scientific's The Business of LoRaWAN, we'll be talking with Slaven Demjanovic, a hardware entrepreneur and LoRaWAN veteran whose journey into LPWAN began in 2018, when LoRaWAN networks were still pretty fragmented and not as well known as they are today. Like many of us, he started by trying to solve a real-world problem, helping farmers monitor vineyards using weather stations and soil sensors. But without a good way to measure signal coverage in the field, he couldn't trust his deployments. So he built the way. That tool became Glamos, now widely regarded as the most advanced LoRaWAN tester on the market. Think of it as a field-ready device that acts like a virtual IoT sensor, testing coverage, analyzing spreading factors, and mapping signal strength, indoors and out. What started as a personal utility project exploded during the Helium network's rise, when thousands of new users needed a way to test their gateways and optimize antenna setups. Slaven's device helped them understand what was really going on with signal propagation, and it remains a core tool for pros today. In this conversation, Slaven breaks down how Glamos works, how it helps reduce deployment risk, and why understanding LoRaWAN's invisible infrastructure, like RSSI, spreading factor, and antenna gain, is the key to building reliable systems. We also get into indoor coverage mapping, use cases in agriculture and utilities, and his vision for how democratized tools can unlock LoRaWAN's next wave of adoption. Let's dig in. Slaven, thanks so much for coming on the show, man.
Thank you for invite.
I'm super excited to have you here. I know you're really busy right now, and I want to hear about what's making you busy, but maybe we start with what the Glamos is and why you developed it.
So my background in the LoRaWAN world starts in 2018, so now 7 years ago. I started really early when LoRaWAN networks were not really existing. They were not stable, so we needed to deploy our own networks to do any kind of use cases, to deploy any kind of sensors. My first product was the system for monitoring agriculture fields. So the base of that system was Meteo Station. So I've developed Meteo Station, which is able to collect different environment information like temperature, humidity of air, soil moisture, leaf moisture. And for that, we needed to deploy our own gateway and then go to the vineyard and to orchard to deploy some of these Meteo Stations. Unfortunately, during that time, even the gateways that were available on the market were not high quality. So we were developing our own one, or we were buying some kind of modules to create like a kit for the gateway. And the quality of that was not good most of the time. The reason for that is sometimes just bad soldering and things like that. So we needed to find solution how to know if network is good. So for my personal need, I wanted to create some tool that will help me to understand if network is available, how good signal is. Can I somehow improve that signal? Can I somehow improve the complete coverage? And that is the reason why I started development of the Glamos. So Glamos is the tool for testing LoRaWAN networks. It is currently the most advanced tool in the market you can find. This is how it looks like. So this is like a small mobile phone, I would say. So what it does is it has a couple of buttons. It has a display. You can attach different antennas. So what you are doing, you just go around and you are pressing buttons, generating a new message transfer. And based on that, you can understand, do you have network coverage? How good signal is? How many gateways you can reach? Or gateways are the same as the hotspots, so just a different name. And when I started, I did that only for myself because I had need for that. And during that time, after I developed some first versions, Helium appeared, then Helium started to grow. And of course, Helium is based on the LoRaWAN, a LoRa technology. So our device was really popular in community because people were using our device to test their network, to test their coverage, and to understand, should you deploy your hotspot at some specific location? Reason for that is because with better coverage, with better network, you can earn more coins for creating coverage all around. So that is the reason why people in Helium community use our device. So device is from the beginning, it's created to be for, let's say, beginners. So people who were not from the LoRaWAN world could easily use the voice, start a testing network, and to understand everything about LoRaWAN.
That's right. So it's an interesting history. As you started, I think it was EAGRAR 2018, 2019. And so you're coming at it because you were into LoRaWAN early, almost in university or straight out of university.
Yeah.
And so you've got this idea like, hey, I want to help map the coverage on farms and agriculture. You build this device. I've got mine here. Most of the folks who are listening to this are not seeing the video. So I'll describe it as about the size of a pack of cards, maybe elongated. It's got four buttons on it, little screen. You can attach different antennas to it. So you really get going in 2019. And then in 2020, late 2020, 2021, the helium craze hits. And it's probably worth it, Slavin, you and I know this because we lived through it, but for a lot of folks who are in the LoRaWAN world, they didn't treat helium as serious at first or ignored it, didn't pay much attention to it. But to describe the pressures of the market on deploying what helium calls hotspots and what we in LoRaWAN call gateways was incredibly intense. So I'll give an example. In spring to early summer of 2021, if you could deploy a helium hotspot, a gateway on a mountain that had line of sight to lots of other hotspots, I think mine were earning about $18,000 a month. And so in crypto tokens, and so you take those tokens, you could sell them on the open market, pretty straightforward, but it was an enormous pressure to deploy hotspots. And you were in the scene, you'd been on the scene for a year or two, and you had this testing device that allowed people to see, is there coverage here already? And from what I could tell as an outsider, I'm not part of the Glamlos team, but there was this almost insatiable desire for people to buy anything related to helium and something that could help them test their potential coverage and really test their antennas, which is what I think most people use this for, was pretty crazy. Can you describe to me what it was like 2021 to be selling these things? What was the demand like?
It was a really crazy time. After the COVID time, what happened in the world market was that electronic chips production completely, I would not say failed, but everything changed. So the demand increased, production decreased. So even in the helium market, in really short time, in like 2 months mostly, many, many new people came to the community. They heard about helium. They heard that you can earn some money through the helium coin. And everyone wanted to get their hotspot to invest in that. That was cost of around $500 or $600 or euros in that time. And of course, in that time, I think that only maybe two producers were on the market who were producing and selling hotspots. And of course, they could not produce enough in that short time. So what happened in that time, the people who got inside really early, like in January or February, what they did, they were able to pay off all investment in like 15 days. So I know the guy who bought like 100 hotspots, he deployed that in Europe, in one country, in one city, and he paid off the whole investment in 1 month. So that was the really crazy time. Community was growing a lot in really short time, and there were many different things that should be covered. Base of the helium is LoRaWAN. And from the beginning, people were forgetting that part because without LoRaWAN, nothing could work because base of the helium and the idea of the helium was you should create coverage for the LoRaWAN network and you will earn cryptocurrency for that service you are providing. So you are giving away your LoRaWAN coverage to earn some money. And the people just heard about crypto part and they just came there. They heard you just need to plug your hotspot in a socket and everything will start work. And then when a lot of people got their hotspots, it didn't work. They couldn't understand why they are not earning as much as some other people. So what they did, they were looking for a tool or for the help which can give them information. Where is the problem? How can they improve their setup? So they were buying our device, our Glamlos device, and using our application because we also have our application parallel. So they would take our device, go on location where they want to deploy their hotspot, and use our device for testing. Our device allows you to attach different antennas. So to maximize your earning, you need to find the best fit of your antenna with your location. So people were testing different antennas. For example, you can buy a few, three, four, five different antennas, test each on the field, and you can then get some results, compare them, analyze them to understand what's going on and what should you do. So yeah, that period from the, let's say, April 2021 until April 22 was really crazy until the market settled down a bit.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a good background on kind of this nice, like lucky piece where you launched this thing where you're like, hey, I've got this really cool LoRaWAN tester. Helium comes along, helps your business blow up. And then at the end of it, you're left with the ability or the experience of having made a bunch of these tests or shipped them out to people who have really no idea about LoRaWAN. And you've got a pretty cool device at the end of it that's actually super useful to LoRaWAN professionals. So the way I think about it now, and you've done some stuff that, as far as I can tell, hasn't been done with any other field test device. I think I got one of the early Duaneus ones before I knew about Glamos, and I would walk around with that thing, but it's just got a button and there's not much that you can learn from it if you're not a super nerd. Whereas with yours, it's much easier. So walk me through for folks who are in the profession of LoRaWAN, what they might use it for. Give me a couple different case studies or ideas that a pro would use this for right now. And we can set aside the crypto aspect of Helium. Is how does this get used in the world of LoRaWAN?
So idea from the beginning of development of the Glamos was to use it for LoRaWAN different use cases. As I mentioned, for my personal use case, it was to go in the field to test in a specific location, is network available, how good signal is, will my device be able to communicate, to transfer measuring data, and to be able to understand what parameters my device will use so I can calculate battery life. So these are some things that are important. So there is the one parameter called spreading factor or data rate. So that is the same thing that is really important for LoRaWAN communication, because based on that parameter, your device will work in different conditions. So higher spreading factor means that you will have a more robust signal, that you will have longer distance communication, but your battery will not last as long as on a lower spreading factors. How big difference is? It is almost 20 times difference in battery life.
Dang, that's a lot. Okay, so
yeah,
I mean, and for pros listening to this, they're like, yes, of course. But for me as a, you know, relative neophyte to LoRaWAN, a 20x difference in battery life is a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. So the it is difference, like if one on spreading factor 7, for example, your device can work 10 years on one battery without recharging. On higher spreading factors, SF12, or in US, it's SF10, the biggest, it will work maybe 1 year. So it is the huge difference if you are deploying your IoT solutions. Will you need to come in the field after 6 months to change your battery? So that was really important. And for that use case, I needed this tool. Now, some other use cases are also during the deployment of your gateway, or hotspot. After you install that hotspot, you mentioned hill or inside of the building or a location that you have already available, you can take this device and just walk around the building or walk around that area or drive around to create coverage map. So based on this coverage map, you can get visualization of your coverage. So you can visualize where your network is available, how good signal is, what can you expect based on that. Because for every area, a LoRaWAN signal can, I would say, work differently, but it's not how it will work, but it's how signal and electromagnetic waves will propagate in that area. So because of that, it's really important to understand what's going on in the field.
Yeah, so this really unlocks some of the deep parts of LoRaWAN, kind of the nerd business for folks who might understand the impact of all of that to their businesses. So I'm thinking if I'm using this setting this up is I put a gateway where I think the gateway is going to be pretty good. And then I go around with my Glamos and I fire off a series of packets at different spreading factors. And then that Glamos, I can then visualize the data later and say, okay, for this place, I'm going to need to go to spreading factor 10. For that place, I can sit at SF7. What else can I learn from going around and using the Glamos?
You can understand also, for example, at some locations, you will have possibility and you will get proof for that you can use all spreading factors. But of course, every time you want to use a lower one. Also, during the testing, you can use different antennas. So sometimes in some areas, you have some small antenna that is integrated inside of your sensor. And with this Glamos device, you can confirm that, for example, you will not have coverage with small antenna. But if you attach the bigger antenna, you will understand, okay, well, I now have different coverage. So just to understand for people who are not inside of this telecommunication world, antenna is just piece of metal, I would say, that is just increasing the signal quality. The bigger antenna is, you can increase your antenna signal more. So it's not that signal is not exist at some location, but it's just about you don't have high enough gain to increase it so you can read it. And just to clarify, our device is like virtual sensor that you will deploy. For example, you want to deploy your water meter and you don't know if signal is available. So our device is acting like it is water meter at that location. And that is additional use case. Some of our customers are using device when they are deploying water meters. In a lot of cases, water meters are underground. So they are inside of some holes. And you don't know if a signal is available there because above the ground, a signal maybe is there, but when you get underground, the situation is completely different. And you don't want to spend a few hours to install this water meter underground or to wait a couple of hours for water meter to send a few messages. But you take this device, get on the field, send a couple of messages underground, and in 1 or 2 minutes, you can get all informations that are required. One of the features of device is also you can just set it, okay, send me every 30 seconds messages and just put it underground. And then you can put a metal lid above and let it send, for example, a few minutes, because all these things can help you to speed up your deployment. Now you understand, okay, I don't have network coverage here. Okay, maybe we need to deploy our gateway somewhere closer or add additional network or something like that. So device can be used for people who want to deploy their hotspots, their gateways, who want to deploy and to increase network coverage. It can be used for people who are deploying IoT solutions, so different sensors, meta stations. I know that you were doing something about measuring soil moisture, so you can also do that. You can get in the field to understand, do you have coverage? And for people who are developing also devices, because you can develop device, but you, in some cases, you are getting some false positive or false negative results. So this device can be used as a reference. So you take this device, go somewhere or inside of some kind of laboratory office, and make some kind of testings, and then you can compare results of your device with this device to understand what's going on. Sometimes you will understand, okay, signal quality from my sensor device is much worse compared to Glamos device. We need to do something about improving our antenna or improving our hardware and things like that.
Got it. Okay, so that's spreading factor, antenna, location. And then you mentioned one thing that I think it's important to go into a little bit more, which is this indoor mapping coverage. And I also think that that's something pretty special to Glamos. Walk me through what that is.
So as I said, spreading factor antenna are really huge things. But when you get near the building or inside of the building, it's a completely different game compared to open field testing and open field using LoRaWAN. Because when you are inside of the building, walls are created from different materials. So some walls are created. If it is wood, that probably will not create a problem. But a lot of buildings in the world have a lot of metals, and walls are from the concrete. So metal and combination of concrete and metal can really kill the signal, not decrease, but really kill completely signal. For example, we did a testing on one side of the building, you have really excellent signal quality. On the other side of the building, there is no signal at all. The reason for that is because that building, it has a lot of metal inside of the walls. It is a bit taller, so a lot of different parameters. So what we did, we saw that it is a problem. And the biggest problem with LoRaWAN and IoT is that you cannot visualize electromagnetic waves. Electromagnetic waves are all around us, all around our heads, all around our bodies. So signals from the mobile phone, signals from the different sensors. So many, many different electro waves are going all over us. And we cannot feel that. We cannot visualize that. And that was the problem with LoRaWAN, because people could not understand, could not visualize how LoRaWAN works and what does it mean to have better signal or worse signal. In LoRaWAN world, there is one parameter that's really important, and it's called RSSI. So it's shortcut for the received signal strength index. So that is the index that can help you to understand, to put that signal quality on some level or in some table, let's say. So the more positive RSSI is, that means that signal is better. And now, okay, you can see this number, but still you don't understand. You still need to compare some numbers in head. And the reason why we created a heat map for outdoor coverage is to help people to visualize and to understand LoRaWAN. Now, looking just heat map, looking different colors, you can easily understand what does it mean to have better signal, worse signal, and things like that. On the other side, when you get inside of the building, situation is completely different. In one room, you can have a good signal. In the next room, you can have worse signal. In the next room, you can have, again, good signal. It's really hard to compare everything, to understand everything. What we did, we created application, we created a tool, again, that can help you to create your building in 3D view. So you can do that easily, like in 1 minute. And you take Glamos device and walk around inside of the building. So what you are doing inside of the building is just triggering message transmission. So you are just sending new messages. And when you get back to Glamos application, you already have floor plan with walls and everything. And now you get the heat map. Now you are looking just colors on the heat map. You can understand, okay, in this area, I can see that signal is better. In this area, signal is worse, or there is no signal. Or, for example, the use case or example I like to showcase to people is make testing with, for example, spreading factor 7. So the lowest spreading factor, the most optimal, I would say, and use some higher spreading factor. And then compare these two heat maps. So for most people, spreading factor, sometimes it's hard to compare. It's time to understand. When you look heat maps, you just put it like side by side, and what you get is understand based on the color. Okay, this color is red, this is orange, this is blue, there is no color here. So red means it's hot, a signal is good. Orange means it's average. On the other side, blue means signal is weak. If you don't have any color, it means there's no signal. So it's important to understand that with one spreading factor, you can get at least some signal, at least some communication, even if signal is bad. On the other side, you don't have any communication at all. So these are important things to understand.
Brad, it's super cool to have such a capable tool out there. I want to make sure that the world of LoRaWAN knows about it. I guess the last question I've got is that, this point, with all of these people using this tool, you've got to have as good a data set as anyone about how different LoRaWAN sensors are received. Do you have any plans for anything to do with that data? Or is that just kind of sitting there and you're like, I'm going to see, you know, what I end up doing with this or improve the tool? Like what's kind of next for Glamos?
Yeah, so we develop different tools inside of application device itself. I would say it's pretty steady. It has the most features that most of the customers really need. On application side, we have different analytics tools, so you can already generate some reports. We are now working on improvement of the indoor map. So indoor part testing, we will see, can we maybe extend that to some other technologies also. You asked about data. At this moment, most of these data are data owned by customers, by our users who own devices. So we don't have right to use that with some kind of their permission. But yeah, we already did some kind of analytics, and we have pretty good understanding about how LoRaWAN works. And of course, we will see how can we integrate that knowledge in maybe kind of blog posts or some new features that can be added inside. When I started development of the device, idea was, okay, I want to make device which is able to change the spreading factors. You mentioned Adeonis device. That was the only device on the market when we started doing this. And it is not good enough because you cannot change spreading factor. And as I said, that's the most important parameter. Also, they have fixed antennas. You cannot change antenna. So two parameters that are important, you cannot adjust. And my idea was, okay, I just want to make it sure to be able to modify these two parameters. And now at this moment, after some time, we had cooperation with different companies in the market. And now some of them are also offering tools that are doing some kind of the testing. But what we did is we have really deep knowledge in LoRaWAN. So we put that inside of our device. So we have different modes. For example, it's hard to get in the field and to click buttons a million times or to use with wet hands or to touch display screens. People just want to be able to click one button and get a lot of data. So we enable that inside of this device and inside of this application. So idea is, of course, to listen for our customers, for users. Do they have some kind of requests for some new features? And in that case, we will develop some new things, but at this moment, looking what feedbacks we are getting, this device is definitely 99% covered with all features that most of the users need.
Yeah, no, it's great. I think it lives up to the tagline of the world's best LoRaWAN network tester. So, Slavin, super well done on this thing. I like the thing. I use it when I'm going to check out a new deployment. So appreciate you putting in all the time to making it. And thanks so much for coming on and making the time today to tell us about it.
It's great to share some information. Helium and whole community, I think it has huge potential because many different companies, many different communities were growing for, they are more mature, I would say, but still they have less infrastructure. So in Helium has huge potential because infrastructure is there, network is available. It's pretty cheap, I would say, or not expensive. So only thing is that people need to start deploying different things. So they need to find use case. They need to find some problems in their neighborhood, in their house, homes, to deploy different sensors maybe, and start doing that. And that will lead to next growth of the community. Similar as it was before, I believe that IoT and deployment of IoT can lead the new growth.
Yeah, no, it's a super cool ecosystem to be a part of. Ripping, Slavin, thanks so much, man. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for your time.
That's it for this episode of The Business of LoRaWAN. I built this for you, the one person in about 100,000 who actually has an interest in how this tiny little slice of the world works. Of course, this isn't just about you and me. It's about everyone in LoRaWAN and how we can work together to make an exceptional thing. LoRaWAN is a dispersed community with little pockets of knowledge all around the world, and most of them don't talk to each other as much as I'd like. So the first and best thing we can do to make this show better is to get more guests on who I don't even know exist. I want to talk to strangers. Strangers who are your friends. Please introduce me to the most rad LoRaWAN-er you know, or point them my way, or help reach out and give me a name.
When it comes to running down LoRaWAN guests, I can track a falcon on a cloudy day. If you can remember metsci.show, you can find me. That's metsci.show. Metsci.show. Okay, so sharing knowledge by getting great guests on is the first and by far the most important thing we can do to make this better. The next best thing for the show to do is the usual stuff. Subscribe to the show, give it a review, share it in your corner of the world. Again, that's metsci.show. Finally, if you want to support the show financially, you can do that over at support.metsci.show. You'll see options there for one-time donations if you really like this show, as well as an ongoing subscription option if you think this show is worth supporting for the long term. If you want to try LoRaWAN for yourself, sign up for a Medio Scientific account at console.medioscientific.com and get your first 400 data credits for free. That's enough to run a sensor for about a year if you're firing every hour. The show is supported by a grant from the Helium Foundation and produced by Gristle King, Inc. I'm Nick Hawks. I'll see you on the next show.